Howdy. Thank you all for being here this morning as we pay tribute to one of our most effective and best loved presidents of our great university. I'm Kyle Kelly. This year I serve as Executive Vice President of the Student Government Association. We are very sad as a student body to see Dr. Lofton go, but we are so pleased and excited at his new opportunity at the University of Missouri. Dr. Lofton will say a few words this morning and also address graduating seniors and their families as this evening's speaker at the commencement convocation at 5:30 in Rutter Auditorium. If you're graduating tomorrow or if you'd just like to be there to hear Dr. Lofton's words of advice and inspiration, I hope that you will be able to attend. Dr. Lofton has been one of the truly great presidents of Texas A&M. Under his leadership, our university rose to new heights. Here in College Station, we grew to more than 50,000 students, including more than 10,000 undergraduate and 10,000 minority students. Growth in the Corps of Cadets, we've seen the largest cadet corps in over 40 years this year. We have a record of more than 12,000 graduates each year. As well as enrolled records at our Galveston and Cutter campuses. The construction and renovation of new and existing facilities, including the Memorial Student Center, the Interdisciplinary Life Sciences Building, the YMCA building, the Mitchell Physics building, as well as new academic departments and degree programs, as well as the 25 by 25 initiative in the Engineering College. Oversight of our renowned accreditation by the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges. Dr. Lofton has led the effort to bring in the School of Law and the Health Science Center to be part of the university. And last, but certainly not least, Dr. Lofton has oversaw the 100-year decision to join the Southeastern Conference. He would long be remembered as a great president for these accomplishments alone, but there is much more. Dr. Lofton will be remembered not only as a great president, but as a great president who cares for students and puts students first in everything that he does. He is known for his constant outreach to keep students up to date. When he first arrived as interim president in June 2009, Dr. Lofton began sending a weekly email to all students, faculty, and staff. These are short messages that let us know about important campus events, recent awards and honors for members of the Aggie family, historical milestones, and other important items. They also give us a bit of insight into the events and activities and what it's like to be the president here. These weekly emails have become so popular that people outside the campus wanted to get them. Today, nearly 12,000 former students, Aggie parents, and others subscribe to them as well, in addition to, of course, the student body. In addition, Dr. Lofton has used social media to reach out to students and others. He created a Facebook fan page that got nearly 1,000 new fans per day during its first week in spring 2010 and now has nearly 22,000 fans. He is a prolific user of Twitter, sending several tweets per day, but he does not rely on social media alone. He is known for meeting with as many individual students in student groups as possible, often meeting with three or four groups each night. Myself is having the privilege to serve in student government. One of our main projects this year has been the Build Project, to build a house for a deserving family in the Bryan College Station area. This is meant to be not as a replacement of the tradition of Bonfire, but in the spirit of Bonfire. And Dr. Lofton has been very present throughout the process. He was at two of our greatest events, being the kickoff ceremony and then most recently the dedication ceremony. I had the privilege to be having lunch with Dr. Lofton at the Slocum Center, and our student body president, Reed Joseph, mentioned this event, and he pulled up his phone, and I got to see the full schedule, and he looked at it, and he said, well, I think we can fit it in, and he made a large effort to be there, although he was already very busy that specific day, and I think that he's done that throughout his time here and had great relationships with students. I've been able to serve as a maroon coat and work with the Texas A&M Foundation. One of the things that we've been told and learned is that foundation giving has actually increased during Dr. Lofton's presidency. And that being because even former students feel that connection that the student body has with Dr. Lofton here. His personality and just his evident love for students and a great direction for this university have increased giving there. One of my favorite Aggies, my mom, Stacy Kelly, class of 1985. Actually, I was telling her about this event and this morning, and she said, well, I sent Dr. Lofton an email, and so I asked her if she would send it my way. And so my mom is mother to three Aggies right now, myself, class of 14, and my two sisters, 15 and 17. And so she said, as a parent who highly values people and authority over her children, I want you to know that there are many parents that have been blessed by you as president of Texas A&M. And so that's coming from my mom as a mother. And Dr. Lofton, you have certainly blessed our family as well as, of course, the Aggie family. And we appreciate the man that you are behind the president. We appreciate the fact that you, being an Aggie yourself, exemplify the core values as good as anyone I know. We're also thankful for the balance your academic heritage and rooting, but then also your understanding of tradition and the spirit of A&M. And so we're so thankful for that for that rare mix. And so, Dr. Lofton, you are truly a president of the people. Thank you for all that you have done to help make Texas A&M a truly great university. And thank you for making the Aggie family even stronger. Here is a small token of our appreciation and all that you've done for the Texas A&M undergraduate students.